This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state's marijuana industry saw sales drop 10% in 2024 compared to the year before. Now, CPR's Ben Marcus reports that sales are improving.
Colorado stores have sold more than $1 billion in recreational cannabis through October. And Ethan Shaw, the co-founder of the Flower Collective, he's a marijuana grower, he says that the industry is close to becoming healthy again.
And now I'm finally able to negotiate shelf space with stores that doesn't include me just giving the weed away. And I'm signing contracts that actually have profit built in for me.
He said during the pandemic, there was a rush of new businesses into the market that resulted in an oversupply of cannabis. But the companies that have survived are the best at squeezing money from slim margins. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A project at the University of Colorado Cancer Center is showing promising results. CPR's John Daly reports on a lung cancer screening program. It's shown a 10% drop in late-stage cancer diagnoses.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. Early screening can dramatically improve chances of survival. CU's Cancer Center teamed up with a cancer center at the University of Kentucky. They launched a screening program in 2015. Jamie Stutes, the program co-leader at CU, says they'd like to see it more broadly adopted.
It's a game changer if we can learn how to do it well. And if we can have this accepted and integrated into our system.
Bristol Myers Squibb Foundation, a charitable organization, is funding the program. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's 7:04.